The latter would compose his sermon with a great care, making use of rhetorical art, and speak with force and elegance, while the former would sit as absolutely silent as the bear, and kick one off if one should approach him with idle questions. 3. Bodhidharma and the Emperor Wu. No sooner had Bodhidharma landed at Guangzhou in southern China than he was invited by the Emperor Wu, who was an enthusiastic Buddhist and good scholar, to proceed to his capital of Qinliang. When he was received in audience, His Majesty asked him, "We have built temples, copied holy scriptures, ordered monks and nuns to be converted. Is there any merit, Reverend Sir, in our conduct?" The royal host, in all probability, expected a smooth, flattering answer from the lips of his new guest, extolling his virtues and promising him heavenly rewards. But the blue-eyed Brahmin bluntly answered, "No merit at all." This unexpected reply must have put the emperor to shame and doubt in no small degree, who was informed simply of the doctrines of the orthodox Buddhist sects. Why not? He might have thought within himself. Why all this is futile? By what authority does he declare all this meritless?